Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I listen to you singing along. That's so sweet.
Alice, you know what I was just watching?
What's that?
I was watching your son's video again. Man, that song's pretty intricate. Like, he's got a lot going on.
It's a crazy little song. So he did a friend of his did that video. He had some guy do the lyric video for him, and I like the video as much as the song. I think the video is really funny. It's all these old games, and the lyrics are all written.
They're matched perfectly, that's for sure.
If you are wondering what the hell are they talking about, my kid has his own little band called Can of Bliss, and he put out a song yesterday for his dad's birthday, I like to think, but it wasn't, of course. It's got lots of dirty stuff in it, though, so, you know, lots of swears. I don't think it's appropriate for us to hook it up anywhere. You know, you can Google it, I guess.
It's neat, though.
Yeah, thank you, Vinny. I'm very proud of him. I know that it's hard for me to have, I simply can't have an unbiased opinion about the song or the video because he's my kid. Of course I love
it. And the song is slightly confessional, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Well, you know, slightly is a word. The only thing that really bothered me, there's like a line in there about, you know, I'm not okay. I'm like, okay, let's talk. He's like, no, it's fine. I'm okay. I'm like, are you though? Because you're singing about it.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, I don't know that there's always someone who wants to sing a happy song, but I also think that... there's plenty of people.
Too.
Yes, there's plenty of people who are down with what he's selling there. So that's good.
Yeah, on all fronts.
Right. Anyway, you want me to get to the Ty Lasher?
Sure.
Photo?
Yeah. I mean, it's Friday. It's You're Alice. Gone. It's Sarah and Vinny. Thank you for listening. Here we go.
You jumped out of the screen.
It kicked me out. I'm waiting in the waiting room right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, I was reading an email.
Says the host will let me in soon. Where is the host?
Oh, boy. Chaos, everyone. This is what it sounds like.
Yep.
Happy Friday.
So our text number is 800-400-3697. We collect these throughout the day about the various different things we talk about. And here's where we read back many of your comments. So a lot of people wrote in about the drawbridge story. Hi, gang. Alameda has a drawbridge. Drawbridges in Petaluma and Vallejo as well.
Oh, there you go.
In Alameda, they're calling it the Park Street Bridge.
Ah.
In Petaluma, they say the drawbridge in Petaluma has a super cool Christmas boat parade.
Oh. Well,
that sounds fun.
I like
another,
Christmas boat parades.
Another person texted in, 925, says lots of drawbridges in the Delta.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense, right? That's snaking through everything.
Wait, the Fruitvale Bridge isn't a draw. I don't know. There's a lot of people who, like me, I knew there had to be some around here, but I couldn't put my finger on anyone in particular. I figured everyone else would get it done. 510 says, Sarah's interrupting a lot today. Vinny can barely get a story done. Jeez. Look,
poor
this
Vinny.
Is a, this
oh
is
my
a
God.
Much harder thing to do than you'd think. Having a conversation in three different parts of the Bay Area, it just doesn't work like it should or used to. That's for sure.
Right. Well, we used to be able to see that the other person was ready to talk. You know, right. I put my hand up, and if you're not looking right at the screen, how do you even know that? You're busy, you know, we all are. We're all reading things, and it's hard to know what everyone's doing. We're trying. Right. Sorry for interrupting.
It's not okay.
See here.
It's not okay.
The drawbridges.
Okay.
Lots of drawbridges stuff. Police officer here. Third Street Bridge next to Oracle Park still works. Yeah, but they don't use it, do they?
I don't
think they use that anymore, but I do. I am aware that it's a drawbridge. I thought that that thing was permanently down for the pedestrians.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They
got to get a boat in. Then they got to get a boat in, right?
510 says, hello, why are you not playing the General Lee sounder for the guy jumping the bridge? Because again, you know, with the whole three different locations
And also, that's racist, so we don't play.
Oh, the General Lee sounder is?
Isn't it? I mean, the whole General Lee, that was, you know, they're not rerunning Dukes of Hazzard anymore because of that.
Is that right?
I have no idea.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, really? Okay. My sister-in-law moved into a tiny home with her son this year and started renting out her big home. Best decision ever. She downsized her space and expenses and upped her income in the house rental. Huh. Boom. Yeah, the reason I did that story, and I don't know that I ended up getting it out of my head hole, but I think that here locally, they've made it easier for you to put a grand, what do they call those things?
Grandma unit or ADU.
Grandma unit?
Yep.
There it is. It's pre-made. It's done. You got to order it, but you can drop it in your backyard if you've got the space, and now you got a place for your kid or your elderly parent or whatever.
Well, and that one, the one you showed us from Singapore, is really cool, but there are tons of local companies that are doing these things, and they will do the permit process for you. They will put in all the infrastructure and drop the unit in your yard. So
you've looked into this already.
Which is why I said that one looks a lot like the, there's one they will bring out 3D printers and print it in your yard. It's incredible. But, you know, under $100,000, you're looking at an ADU.
Wow. This one's the story was about the Singapore's Nestron, and apparently it's called Cube 2. This is their second update of this thing they make that is ready to go. Just order it up. Now you've got something, I don't know. I could live in it, but I don't know how a family could live in it. I just don't.
If that was the only place they had, then they could. You'd make it work. But I'm with you. That 240 square feet or whatever you said it was, that's one person. That's smaller than Hooman's. Hooman has 400 square feet. And that feels cozy as F.
Speaking of Hooman, boy, was he fun yesterday.
Oh, he is so fun. I'm glad you liked it because I'm hoping that he'll figure out something, start doing these on the regular. There's just not that many movies these days, you know?
It's very interesting to listen to him tell his stories. So he just made out with someone for 40 minutes, but... And then he has opportunities to have someone shelter in place with him. All of it was curious and yet wonderful to hear. Like, what?
I know. I feel like I thought about it all... What's that, Bryn?
It's hard out there for a pimp, you know?
It is, sure, for poor Hooman. I thought about it all day yesterday, and I wish that I thought of 50 other questions that we should ask. I mean, he is fascinating. Nobody is like him. Bizarre.
Well, one of the questions we could have asked and really put him on the spot was, what's her name, this person you kiss? Because that's where
you don't know her. You don't know her, guys. Well, tell us what Instagram thing she's in, because she's definitely on his feed. We could just open up his feed and scroll backwards on Instagram. Is it this one? Is it this one? Is it this one?
You know, I thought of it, but I don't want to debunk his stories. They're too fun. So I just left that one alone. I liked it. It's fine. He just made out with some girl for 40 minutes, but they're not dating.
No, they just made out. And then it led to nothing because they're not adults. I'm not sure. Right. John and I talked about that all day. Like, could you just, when you're 15 and you're a virgin, that's when you make out for 40 minutes. It's all you want to do. You're so excited. You're getting somewhere, but you're not really getting anywhere. And then you go home to your mom and dad's house and you can't wait to do it again. And then you become an adult and ain't nobody got time for that. Let's get this done. Come on.
Right. This is the note that I was trying to address. I actually, this is the first time I'm reading it, but when I did found that other story about at-home learning that sort of explains that this is a lot more difficult than it appears to be. Look, I admit, as a parent, I wanted some time for that kid to be away so that we could do things. Like, yeah, we have no daycare and we need that kid busy. So that's after summer, we were just like, anything, anything, please help us.
You just thought
here
is
a teacher writing in. 831 says, distance learning is so hard. I feel awful. Meetings with students are not effective. Technology fails. Internet affects each student different. I want to cry every day. Yesterday was a bad day. Today is starting off rough, too. I love being a teacher, but I'm really sad. I want you to understand why we can't keep students online for hours. I know this is hard on parents. I have three children.
And there she is trying to teach from home. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
look, things are tough all over.
We're all in different struggles.
It's not exclusive to any one of us. Right.
I teach TK, and I am totally teaching my kids that Ziggy song.
TK?
What's TK?
I don't know. Total kindergarten.
PK is like pre-kindergarten or preschool, but I don't know. Maybe that's
what they were going for.
Yeah,
maybe it just auto-corrected or something.
My God, please turn off the kids' bop. That's Ziggy Marley. Come on. He's
he
a Marley. What are you talking about?
Turn off the kids' pop. Shut up.
Oh, that's why we know that song. Maybe. I don't know. Guys, that's a remake. Sweet But Psycho is an old Lady Gaga song. Is it? Because that's why we know it. We've
that would be
it,
why we know it.
Because
Eva
it's
Max
been out.
Did it.
Right.
Huh. Well, Brent will look that up.
Oh, here
I'm
we
not
go.
Not seeing it.
You don't see
it? Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever heard a Lady Gaga song called Sweet But Psycho. Sounds like it could be. I mean, she sounds a lot like Lady Gaga, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. 415
CK transitional kindergarten.
Transitional. So it's the same thing. Pre-K,
so it is pre-K
transitional.
Right.
Got it. Great movie review yesterday. I knew I miss Hooman for a reason. Did he really make out for 40 minutes and not go all the way? I hope he comes back to do more movie reviews. Happy Friday.
Yeah, we definitely have more questions. I agree. That's, I feel like maybe, you know, we got to the end of the show and we just were ready to be done. We would have spent more time with him, picking him apart. What are you doing?
Sarah's son sounds good, says 925. The layered percussion reminds me of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Love you guys.
Goodness. Well, he certainly has been influenced by them. Not that he wanted to be, but we have played that stuff. He calls it our bad 70s music.
I love Sean's song. So good. Sarah should be so proud.
I am really proud. I get that because I'm his mom, I was going to love it no matter what it was. So you really shouldn't listen to me on it. You know, decide for yourself. Thank you. That's very nice. He'll be glad to hear that.
925 says, that song reminds me of Ross's music from Friends.
Oh, I don't remember Ross's music from Friends.
He pulls out a keyboard and does an 80s
So it's
thing.
So sucky. Okay, thank you, I guess. You know, can't please everyone.
My eighth grader is really struggling to get everything done. She's 100% virtual. There are live sessions she joins for the last 20 minutes of each class. It's really tough. Yeah, it's clear. It's nobody wants to be living in 2020 life. We just want to be in 2020 life. Fast forward. Can we just jump to the next thing?
I want to skip 2021 as well. I'm thinking, like, if we could just get stasis happening, just put me down for a year and a half, and then I'll be back January. Like it'll be a great new year, 2022. Woo!
We got a lot of texts about the story I did in the news about the early ballots and people being able to pre-vote. A lot of people wrote in about that. I believe states can collect the ballots early, but not all states can start counting the votes until a certain date, usually election day.
That makes sense. That's the way it should be. Let's hope that's the way it goes.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense because I do believe there are a bunch of different ways it can affect the outcome of the election. We also did a story about old technology laying around in the house. I still have a nano iPod. A transistor radio in my house. You should have that. You should have a little radio in case something ever were to go wrong. That might be your only connection to information.
Yeah, we have one of those little wind-up radios. You wind it up.
Me too.
You go like that. And then you can tune into KCBS and get the news.
I listen to you guys on a stereo AM, FM, LED, clock radio from about 1978. Made in the good old USA. Still works pretty well. All right. That's great.
Actually, when you come right down to it, I bet you the oldest piece of technology in this entire house, in my entire house, is in fact that alarm clock that I use every morning. I've had that thing forever.
Mm-hmm. Got my microwave in 94, says 925, when I moved out of my house, and it still works great.
Nice.
That's incredible. A lot of people wrote in. Eight track player, VCRs.
The 8-track player might be the winner there. That's pretty ancient.
707 says ambulance stealing, probably for the drugs. I guess, but if if they're in the ambulance with the people, though, it doesn't. You're not going to get
far. It's
not
a clean steal, right?
Right.
Didn't even think of that. Of course, it'd be all kinds of emergency drugs in there.
They keep early voting results quiet so that it doesn't discourage voters from going to vote. Like, so no one feels, what's the point anyway? Right. Yeah, I mean, we worked through that in real time. I probably could have looked that information up before doing the story, but...
We're just doing stories.
Right. Plow through as much new material as possible. My company usually lets us leave work 2 hours with pay to vote. And this year they have taken up to 4 hours of pay so you can go vote. Yeah. Salesforce, one of the big employers in the city, you know, that big building.
Yeah.
They're going to let people take the day off.
Huh?
They've just announced that today, as a matter of fact.
Well, it may take you all day if you're going to vote in person. It might actually take that long. That's a good company. I like Salesforce.
Sarah, did you get your troubled blood book? Got mine yesterday. It's huge, 900 pages.
I got a Kindle version of it, and I could tell that it said something like it's going to take 36 hours to read it.
Also, you will love Lululemon pants. They're the absolute best.
Tomorrow, I get my Lululemon pants tomorrow.
415 says, went to Tahoe this week because we couldn't go to Maui and the air was terrible back home, but it's worse in Tahoe. We're heading back today.
Mm.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Some friends of mine just canceled their weekend plans. They were going to head up to Tahoe. They're like, oh, we heard the air is bad and we're staying. Okay, we're around.
Oh my God, Isla has grown up so much before our very ears. Wow, 98 Vinny would be laughing his ass off saying, me, a dad, no flipping way. Nice work, Vin. We're proud of you. Yeah, 2000, what year is this? 20, Vin, though, is like, needs 2012. We're skipping 21, too? Are we going to 22?
Yes, let's just jump right to 22 and hope for the best.
2020, Vin finds himself extremely overwhelmed. Like, what did I get myself into? How'd this happen?
What's happening?
And I said yes to all this. House. My goodness. All right.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Vinny's daughter's more articulate than I am, says 510. Well, she doesn't have to talk at length, though. So, you know, there's words.
If she's going to get up early and come on, she needs to do some jumping jacks. She's usually just, you know, busting out of her PJs when she used to come on. And now she's like, come on.
Yeah, 7:30 Isla's not the same as 9:30 Isla. You're right.
Make her do jumping jacks. Tickle her.
She-Hulk doesn't change back to human form. The blood transfusion transformed her into Hulk Lady permanently, so she's always green, says 415.
Oh, well, she's just green all the time. Wow, So she'd get clothes that fit her, and we don't have to worry about busting out of them.
There you go.
Right. That's weird. That's kind of sort of a weird superhero thing. She's just super strong all the time.
You know, the people who wrote those comic books were so prolific. It's crazy that Marvel is just getting around to, they still have probably tons of characters they're never even going to touch or
right.
can touch in 10 years, and it'll be like a new, fresh edition. It's crazy.
And yet they keep rehashing the old stuff we've already seen.
I know. Another Batman, huh? Okay. Back from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're caught up and I'm pretty much out of time. So thanks very much for your contributions. And we'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks so much for joining us today and for listening. And I certainly hope that this Friday and this weekend is wonderful for you and that you have nothing but happiness surrounding your every move.
That's right. Go Niners.
Oh, that's
right. I'm looking forward to football. Yeah, I mean, what else are we going to do? Huh? Eh. Maybe go out and get a run, but other than that, I'm in the house, so.
We're doing a whole little social distance thing this weekend and, you know, celebrating my husband John's birthday, so that should that should be very dangerous. I can't wait. Yeah, Hooman insisted. So we're going for it.
What?
Yeah, it's
going to be everything. So you're going to have people into the backyard?
No, we're going to a restaurant down the street, and they've cordoned off a little area for us that's big enough for 10 people to all have their own section, and we're going to have a beer or two and, I don't know, sing songs for John. I'm not sure what'll happen. We'll bike down there. I'm both excited and a little trepidatious about the whole thing. But it should be
all
fun.
Right.
It'll be good. I'll let you know how it goes. Well, hopefully no one falls on me with their mouth open. You know.
Hooman seems to have navigated his social life just fine without catching COVID. I mean, it's one of those things where you go, if that guy hasn't caught it, maybe no one will. I don't know. I mean, he seems to be going everywhere if you see what he's up to, right?
Well, I will say this. He'll be the person I stand the furthest from.
Oh,
I know everybody else has been holed up at home. I should probably warn them, shouldn't I? Hey, you guys, Hooman goes out. All right. Well, listen, have a great weekend. Don't forget, of course, there's football, but there's also Big Brother on Sunday night. We should who becomes the new head of household and who they nominate. And we'll check you back here on Monday.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.